Hello and welcome to Same Boat Huddle. Today we're going to be talking about toxins in our environment and why it's important to pay attention to that and how it can affect our health and our hormonal health especially. Just a reminder, I am not a doctor. This information should not take place of your own research, your own medical professionals of any kind. Be sure to do that due diligence. The point of this podcast is always just to share information so you can feel empowered in advocating for your own health and your bio-individuality. Okay, let's talk toxins. I think this is a little bit of a trendy topic because I have shared, I love essential oils. I use Young Living essential oils. I think for me, that was kind of opening my eyes to understanding the toxins that are in a lot of the stuff in our world. And it's also made me realize that there's a whole group of people who are extremely toxin free. And it can feel overwhelming. And I think any of us who have a lot of detoxing to do can almost feel like agitating to see the people who are like, you know, I bought all brand new pots and pans that don't have toxins on them, but they're, you know, $1 million. It's a very like privileged place to be to have to detox essentially. So it can feel, and then to find like non-toxic shampoo and makeup and like all the, it can feel so overwhelming. And what I want to share with you as we get into this conversation today is please, one, don't underestimate how much little change can go a long way in your health when we detox. Number two, do not get stuck on all or nothing. I am someone who, despite loving to diffuse oils, I just can't give up candles. I love them. And I've made the very intentional decision that if that is going to take some time off my life, I was very happy with my candles. Like, it brings me such intense joy to light candles all year long. However, I have found a candle company locally that I will share. It's called, what is it called? Blue Mountain Candle. It's out of the Poconos of Pennsylvania. They do ship. They're phthalate free, a lot of fragrance free. So they're soy, beeswax, like all of that kind of stuff. Soy and cotton wick. So it's like a very, very healthy alternative. Is it completely toxin free? No. A little bit of fragrance in there, but compared to other really well-known candle companies, it is way less poison going into your air. So that's where it's like important to weigh the pros and cons of what's really important to you. You know, we talked about that primary and secondary food of like, for me, candles are such, like, the joy I get from candles is almost silly. And I know there are a lot of people out there like that. If they don't bring you that much joy, maybe just don't burn them at all. I don't know. So just keep that in mind, that it does not have to be all or nothing. It can just be some, and it can be baby steps and little things, and then just go from there. And it can take a very, very long time to be pretty toxin free. Okay. So, let me just be sure I got my notes here so I don't go off too hard. Okay. So toxins, I think part of why they're so overwhelming is because they're everywhere. They're in our dirt, our air, our water, and all of our personal care products. So what I will say are the main toxins that you want to avoid are parabens, phthalates, synthetic fragrances, triclosan, I think is how you pronounce it, and sodium lauryl sulfate. And I feel like it is the sulfate that is in, I forget. It's mostly in our foods, I feel like. Maybe not. Anyway, but you're going to find all of these toxins in all sorts of things. So you definitely want to take a look at the ingredient list of things. And a lot of things anymore you will see says like paraben free, phthalate free, like the Blue Mountain candles actually say they're phthalate free. So it's important to look for all of those things. Also, I think what's hard is organic doesn't mean organic, natural doesn't mean natural. It has to have the seal that it's organic for it to actually be organic, those kinds of things. So it's a little bit tricky, but if what I want to, again, it's like not all or nothing. It's just being educated, having the information, and knowing to look at your labels of everything. The dirt is hard because we're just losing our soil, and dirt is, it's like, how do you even fix that? Good question. I don't know. Let me think on that and I'll get back to you. Your air. So some ways that I've detoxed my air is we have air purifiers in lots of the house. You definitely have to change your filters, but that helps definitely clean out the air because as we spend a lot of time in our house, hopefully part of the changes that are happening, I think, will be more outside a little more often. But regardless, especially like with animals and you have dust and there can be like mold in the air, things like that. Having plants in the house, I know that's so trendy right now, but it's amazing to help purify your air. And then water is one of those funny things that you'd be surprised how bad our water is. And even, gosh, I forget what it's called, but when you look online and you can, like, they do the water testing, I forget the name, it's like EP something. You can look to see what's been found in the water and like in your local water, if you don't have a well. And, it's shocking. And there's just a lot of, so you have to think about all of any like medications that are dumped down into there's like water. It's just really gross when you think about it. There's a lot of like chlorine put in water to help kill bacteria and things, like the public water. So finding a really good water filter. So we use a Berkey water filter. I'd really love eventually to have a whole house water filter system, but again, privilege, costs a lot of money. So also with water, don't drink out of plastic. Even like plastic water bottles, if you need it because you need water and it's the only option, fine. But we should not, and like the water bottles you carry around, try to drink out of glass more than anything. Plastic is so bad. I know there's a lot of BPA-free, that's better. But really, really try and focus on drinking out of glass. So we use Berkey, and you'll see I have two glass water bottles that I interchange washing them, and that's the only thing I ever drink out of. So that's a huge way that we can detox as well. Why? Why do we want to detox? Why do we want to focus on drinking cleaner water? Why do we want our air clean? Why do we want to, what else? What else did I say? Oh, and personal care products I'll talk about in a second. But here's why. So the reason is because a lot of the toxins can actually go into our body and mimic other hormones or the hormone receptors. So especially estrogen. And that's one of the biggest things that, sorry, I'm just looking at my notes to be sure. Okay. This is where like I have an 11-year-old daughter. If you are in around that, I don't know what it is, but for these girls that are this tweeny age, there's just this, I have personal opinions about it and I don't need to share that. But what I'm noticing factually is that what's becoming very, very popular is for these little girls to be wearing makeup and getting a lot of skincare products from big name stores. I get that it's fun and exciting for them. And again, like whatever brings you joy, right? However, what I want to share is understanding. And you know what? I'm also going to say, you do you. You make decisions for you. I have no judgment. I'm not going to shame you. I'm not going to sit here. I do think it's disgusting that our government does not regulate things differently. So I will say that. But I don't think that as parents, like you're disgusting for making any of, like if you let your little girl or boy or whatever shop and use skincare products that have a lot of toxins in it, that's totally your prerogative. Again, I'm here just to share information and then you get to make the decision for your life with that information. And I like you do you. I love that for you. Okay. However, so with that, not however, just with that, what I want to share is that a lot of the toxins inside of our beauty care products are xenoestrogens. So they're endocrine disruptors. So what happens is they go into the body. And what can happen for women, it does happen for men too, but so you think of our little girls that are prepubescent or in puberty, and they're loading themselves with endocrine disruptors through their lotion, through their face lotion, through their body lotion, through their makeup, through their shampoo and conditioner. They're eating out of plastic things at lunch. All of that is creating massive endocrine disruptors that is confusing their body in a very hormonally delicate state. And what happens with the xenoestrogens is that basically our body is reading it as estrogen. So it then is determined to have too much estrogen. And a lot of things can happen. So you can become estrogen dominant if the ratio of estrogen to progesterone is off. So it doesn't mean you necessarily have too much estrogen in your body. It just means you don't have enough progesterone to meet, like, bridge that gap. You also can just have too much estrogen. Also, the body has to detox estrogen. So it's one of the really, really important jobs of our liver is to detox our estrogen and remove it or put it back into the gut. And the gut with estrobilome, all these funny names, basically like figures out if it needs to put it back into the body. And oftentimes this is what happens, that like the body's just redistributing a ton of, and we're just getting flooded with all this extra estrogen. And then you become estrogen dominant, which can be really, really uncomfortable. So you think about these pubescent girls who are going to be menstruating. If they are estrogen dominant, they're going to have severe PMS. They're going to have fatigue. They're going to be gaining weight. Really significant PMS, mood swings, an irregular cycle, all of that is indicative of estrogen dominance. And it's really, again, you can't underestimate how much these endocrine disruptors and the toxins that we use on our bodies and in our homes is making a huge impact on their bodies. Okay, so here are three things like how the endocrine disruptors can affect our body. So number one, they block natural hormones from getting to cells. So all the natural hormones, like the natural estrogen, the natural thyroid, stuff like that, needs to get to the cells, and it can't because these endocrine disruptors block it. Number two, they mimic naturally occurring hormones like estrogen, like I just explained. And number three, they interfere with the way hormones or the hormone receptors are made and controlled. It just wreaks havoc on our body. Again, it can be overwhelming. Here are areas, like I just explained how we deal with water and air in our home. And you can have fun with it. Like, do you need an air purifier in every room and to fill every room with plants? No. But maybe like go get a plant today, or look at, you know, I've air doctor. I'm not affiliated or what is it called? Whatever it's called. I'm not making money sharing that. But they're a great company. They're also expensive. There are some really great air filters on Amazon. You know, it's like take a look and maybe try an A room or whatever. You know, it's just like the baby steps. Around the house, I should have thought to write a list down, but I didn't. But so you want to look at makeup. I use lots and lots of Beauty Counter. More and more are coming out. Oh, here's statistics that I would like to share with you about our beauty products. 89% of beauty product ingredients are not reviewed by the FDA. 89%. So nearly 90% of all the stuff that's going into your beauty products are not reviewed by the FDA. And your skin is your biggest organ. Like, we absorb things through our skin faster than anything. Like, a lot of supplements that are awesome, like vitamin D, magnesium, things like that, there are so much more creams and oils and sprays because it goes into your body so much faster through your skin than your stomach. Like, it's way more bioavailable on your skin, which is good and bad, right? So if you have 90% of the ingredients in your products are not reviewed by the FDA, you're putting it on your skin. That's scary. I've shared this before and I still don't understand. Here's this statistic is that in Europe, 2,000 ingredients are banned. Ingredients for food, beauty products, things like that. 2,000 banned. The United States, 11. 11. And 2,000 were banned in Europe because they're found to basically be able to kill you, right? And to cause cancer, like birth defects, reproductive issues, like really, really significant things. They're not like, they're not great, so we're going to ban them. No, they're banned because of really significant findings. We're at 11. It sucks. It just sucks. So you can have your opinions about it, but it's just something really to keep in mind that means those, 1,990, 89 products that are banned in a different country are in our products and our foods. Speaking of food, away from beauty products, just digressing a little bit. I recently learned, I knew this, but there's this grocery store, Aldi, that, and again, I'm not affiliated with anything, just sharing information, that is actually a German grocery store. So they have to follow the rules of Germany, which is in Europe. The ingredients in almost everything there are phenomenal. So there's like no food dye, no color in anything, and much cleaner ingredients to pretty much everything in that store. So, you know, it makes it a little easier than going around to our American grocery stores that you have to like look and pick up everything. And what's hard is like, you know, your kids love Fruit Loops, right? And for me, I'm more concerned about the color than the sugar. Like, I don't need my kids having a ton of sugar, but they could have some Fruit Loops and some eggs to balance it out. Sure. Like, yeah, okay. But it's filled with color, and color is so bad. And I can see it literally affect my kids real time. So, but a store like Aldi, they use natural color. So you can have Fruit Loops. Do you know what I mean? So it's just seeing and understanding little changes like that. So back to beauty products. I personally love Beauty Counter. I'm going to put links in the show notes. And my daughter, like, she has face wash and she has a little bit of makeup. And I use Beauty Counter products for her because they follow like amazing guidelines as an organization for clean beauty products. I feel like there was something else I was going to say about beauty products. But yeah, just something to think about. Think about how, places we can change things. So shampoo and conditioner, my favorite is, I can't think of the name, Caroline Organic. I'll think, message me if you want to know and I'll tell you, because I can't think of it off the top of my head. But I have, there's two companies that I could tell you about. Sorry, I don't have them off the top of my head, but they're fine. Carolina Organics or something like that. Is phenomenal. I've been using it for years. It's light on my hair. Doesn't build up like all the lovely stuff. And then I make my own body oil with coconut oil, fractionated coconut oil, jojoba oil, and then essential oils in it. I do a lot of oils on my body and my face for skincare. I mean, unbelievable benefits of different oils like geranium and frankincense. Incredible. I'm trying to think other areas. So cleaning products, we use Thieves from Young Living. I'm just sharing what I use. There's so many different, there's a company, Basics, that's amazing, that for cleaning products. Also, simply just using like baking soda and vinegar cleans like nothing you've ever seen. I'll often do baking soda, vinegar, and Thieves cleaner. It's just incredible. It's so safe. It's plant-based. Really good stuff. So, and then your laundry detergent, there are a lot of, like Young Living again has a laundry detergent. You can use, it's concentrated, so you don't have to use as much. So it can last quite a while. I make my own hand soaps with, Castile soap and water and oils. And, you know, there's fragrances galore. Well, not fragrances, but smells galore, different smells for different times of the year. So many options. Obviously you can use essential oils to diffuse instead of candles. There's so many different ways that we can, change our cleaners and our products, like our, facial product or face products, the food, like all the things. So start small, change how you're storing your food. Like, we just use Pyrex glass instead of plastic. Is unbelievably crazy how different things can change. So anyway, my brain's clearly shutting off and I'm just kind of rambly. But what I want you to know is that toxins affect our body significantly. And the simple act of beginning to remove toxins from our body little by little and our environment, you will notice a big improvement. Like, you'll notice regularity happening with your cycle. You'll notice less PMS symptoms. You'll notice better sleep. You'll less cortisol. Less cramping, less mood swings. Maybe fertility will shift in for the better if you're trying to get pregnant. Like, all of those things, your perimenopausal symptoms might decrease a bit. Like, it's unbelievable how much it can affect us. So I want you to really just take some time to think about it and know that you don't have to be this crazy non-toxic person. And you also don't have to be completely like I'm not doing it at all. It can be a little bit in the middle. You may as well try it. So shoot me a message if you want to talk about it more, if you need more ideas, because I didn't have them written down and I just got tangenty. So you can message me on Instagram, Erin Joyce Co, or shoot me an email, erin@erinjoyceco.com. So that is all. Treat others the way you want to be treated, and I will talk to you next week.